what you're talking about.
Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
It is Classic Hits. It is a Wednesday morning. And when I got up this morning, it was about 40 degrees, and there was a wind blowing, but it really was not bad at all. And now, of course, everything has changed. So joining me in the studio are Cynthia and Kat. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have invited them in. I have invited them in.
Yes, you have.
Because up to the point when they got here, I was the only one here, pretty much. But the point is, we're having them in because they've actually been out in this, and I have not. Like I say, when I got to work, everything seemed fine, and obviously everything has changed. And now the winter storm warning is in effect. And so where do we start? Kathy, you came in from Fairbury this morning.
The Fairbs. Well, let me tell you, first off, I had a good hair day. And then I stepped outside. So we're looking at, what, sustained winds of 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And 3 to 5 inches of snow. So here's what you see coming in from the outskirts of Pontiac. Nothing. But yeah. White. That's what you see. You have got, here's what I said on Facebook, low visibility, high winds.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation is if you don't have to get out, don't. And as far as the roadways, because we're above freezing, it's slushy, which, as everybody knows, can be more dangerous than anything else. So do not, here's my number one recommendation, stay home.
If you can, okay? Absolutely.
Number two, do not run your cruise control. Don't do
it.
Yeah,
that's a bad idea.
Do not do it. I mean, you are looking, that slush is the worst thing that there is. You have no visibility, so if you need to slam on your brakes, I'm going down the road and I realize someone had shut the lights off, the automatic lights in my vehicle. I had my oil changed the other day, and I think that's probably when it happened. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's just like, it's poor. It is extremely poor. And if you can stay home, you really, really should. If you've got, like, doctor's appointments and stuff, call ahead because I'm thinking a lot of places are going to close down early.
It is very possible because in that southeastern portion of the county, as much as 8 inches is a possibility.
Yeah.
We're really not expecting this to slack off anytime soon. And even here in Pontiac, the snow has been falling. I shouldn't say that. The snow is kind of shooting horizontally across the windows.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Well, and that's the thing is you're looking at conditions degrading as the day goes on. So just because you can get where you needed to be this morning, Cindy, Kat, doesn't mean we can get where we want to be this afternoon.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, Cynthia, you came in from a different direction. So what was your experience with the roads this morning? What's going on?
I came in on 66 because I live in Chenoa, and the only thing is when you're driving straight into this wind, which is from the north, sometimes it'll come from east or west just a little bit, just enough to make your car swerve. And the first instinct you have in your brain is, oh, my gosh, I hit ice. No, you didn't. You just have really crazy winds. It wasn't that bad because, like I said, it was head on. The snow was coming at us. So I didn't have the snow going crossways like Kathy did. But it really wasn't that bad as long as people have their headlights on. That's important. And make sure to keep an eye out for all the construction workers parking alongside 66 working on Lord knows what. I have no idea what they're working on right now. But they were lined up around Akoya Blacktop up toward Good Samaritan Home. Just parked around the side of the road like it's going to be easy to pass them correctly in the opposite lane and not hit any oncoming traffic. But that was the only actual hazard I ran into today coming into work. Went about 50. Not bad.
How much work are they going to get done in these kind of conditions? That's
my
question.
Yeah, I counted 7 trucks, and I was like, are you guys crazy?
Well, that's all right. They're going to make double time, triple time, quadruple time, so.
Hey. You hope. I think they're earning it
today.
They
should, right. Yes, they should.
Yes.
We do have some closures and cancellations, and we've got these on our Facebook page as well. And Prairie Central shut it down early this morning. Dr. Capasso did not hesitate to pull the drawstring and bring the train to a halt.
6:30 a.m. is when his calls typically come in because that's why my daughter's with me at work today because she goes to Prairie Central.
Tri-Point is closed today, too. And District 429 and District 90 just a little while ago made the decision that they're going to be dismissing at 11:15 today. So that is probably the biggest thing for parents to know is the kids are going to be coming home. Heartland Community College is not in session today. So if you've got classes at either campus. Our understanding is all their campuses are closed. So if you've got classes at Heartland today, no, you don't. You can go ahead and finish that paper. Ooh. Or too bad you pulled the all-nighter. You know, it just...
Yeah. But if you did, that's okay. You can go to sleep now.
Yeah, that's true. Or you could edit it. You could touch it up like my professors always told me to do.
Spoken like a former teacher,
yeah,
for sure.
Spoken like a former slacker student. I would say, you know, I'd love to edit that if there was any time between finishing it and handing it in. But there really is. Heartland Head Start is not in session today, and piecemeal deliveries are suspended today, all because of the inclement weather. And that's all we're aware of. The Boys and Girls Club is open, I'm told. Cynthia just took that call from Gary Beckman. Isn't that correct?
Yes. He says they are open early and there will be lunches provided today. Lunches available, I guess, is what he said. Yes.
Okay.
I've got a couple more cancellations for you. The Fairbury Community Lenten lunch and services today at the Methodist Church are canceled. Noah's Ark preschool has canceled their afternoon class. And no afternoon kindergarten or early childhood classes for District 429.
Well, there we go. You know, having to cancel a Lenten service is really taking things a little far, I think. I know you're supposed to give things up for Lent, but to give up the observations
giving up the
of
service
Lent.
For Lent. There you go. But here's the deal. And this is my big thing. You know, my grandmother did all of her moving around in Fairbury, walking. And you've got older people that are out walking, or even us. Mm-hmm. And it's not good.
No.
You know, the sidewalks are not cleared. They don't touch sidewalks. And you're taking a chance by coming out. You're taking a chance if your vehicle is parked outside, just slipping outside, or if you have to clean your vehicle. So that's kind of the thing for me is there's no reason, if you don't have to leave your house, to leave it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. And the good news is if there are pressing things, you can still get them done tomorrow. I mean, if it's possible to postpone, this is not expected to be an extended bout with snowstorms. This is a system that's moving through. And, in fact, we just heard Alan Duran say the long-term forecasters for agribusiness, anyway, are predicting that there won't be any more serious snowstorms this year.
Wow.
So we'll see if they know what they're talking about.
That doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
We're looking at 36 for a high tomorrow in clouds, and then we're looking at a sunny weekend, highs 50. So what did Scarlett O'Hara say? Tomorrow is another day.
There you go. We do want to advise people it's a heavy snow. As Kat just said, it's not particularly cold. It's a slushy snow, which is creating a lot of problems on the road, like we just talked about. But it's also going to create a lot of problems when you go to shovel it. So be careful. Don't overexert yourself because it's heavy. Each shovelful is going to be a lot of water in there. So
well, and that's the other issue with this, because it is a heavy, wet snow, is as it accumulates on the power lines with these 45-mile-per-hour wind gusts, we could look at power outages as well. So, I mean, there's lots of things with this system that are not good. The good thing is it's going to blow through here, literally, and then we're looking at almost spring-like conditions again coming up for the weekend.
Fine by me.
Yes,
but
me too,
you make a good point. We've already fought a lot this year with power outages, and it could happen again because the same conditions are in place.